streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The Supreme Court will consider the scope of a federal obstruction statute that has been used to prosecute people charged with the January 6 attack on the Capitol. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
January 6 has nothing to do with the destruction of financial documents, but it does involve the obstruction of a meeting. Does the statute require both? Because if it does, then 350 of the January 6 rioters could have their convictions tossed. It might also eliminate some of the charges against Donald Trump.
Day one is now in the history books, the first criminal trial of a former president. Donald Trump is facing 34 counts of falsifying business records in the so-called hush money trial. CBS News correspondent Matt Piper reports.
Monday ended without any jurors being chosen. This election process will resume. The first batch of 96 out of several hundred were sworn in, but more than half were quickly dismissed after they said they could not be fair and impartial. Court personnel then began asking the roughly three dozen others to answer 42 additional questions, ranging from the mundane, like what jobs they have, to the more pointed, like whether they followed Trump on social media.
Former NCAA star Caitlin Clark is now with the WNBA's Indiana Fever.
With the first pick in the 2024 WNBA draft, the Indiana Fever select Caitlin Clark, University of Iowa.
WNBA Commissioner Kathy Engelbert making the announcement on ESPN. Los Angeles took Stanford's Cameron Brink second, and Chicago drafted South Carolina's Camila Cardoso third. Divers have recovered the body of a fourth victim of the Francis Scott Key bridge collapse at Baltimore. CBS News Baltimore reporter Mike Helgren.
There's rebar, there's concrete.
Robin Bianchi with Don John Marine says divers are mindful victims have yet to be recovered. She recounts how a diver on her team found one of the bodies.
We pulled the diver out of the water. He was nice and calm. We knew exactly where it was. We identified called the state police. They came out, they made the dives, they recovered the body.
Two more workers are still missing and presumed dead. Israel will respond to Iran's retaliatory attack over the weekend, according to the chief of staff for the Israeli military. CBS News correspondent Deborah Patta is following from Tel Aviv.
Israel's war cabinet favors retaliation, but differs on timing and scale, while the Israel Defense Force is on standby. We are weighing our steps, IDF Chief Herzi Halevi said.
House Republican impeachment managers will send the Senate articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. The transfer will officially force the Senate to take up the impeachment. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A statue honoring the first black woman elected to statewide office in Wisconsin is going up in front of the state capitol building in Madison this summer. The project got final approval Friday. Vell Phillips was elected Wisconsin's Secretary of State in 1978. The O.J. Simpson murder trial 30 years ago had a lasting impact on the way Americans consume news. Commentators became a fixture of trial coverage, and they're still used to interpret current events to this day.
It also meant that people could suspend their critical thinking to a certain extent, and I believe we're still seeing that today. The rise of social media has only made it easier.
Jane Kirkley teaches media studies at the University of Minnesota. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers lose to San Diego. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Padres played the Dodgers in L.A. on Sunday Night Baseball and didn't get into Milwaukee until Monday morning, yet they still managed to beat the Brewers 7-3 at AmFam Field. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
You give the Padres credit for taking that long trip and getting here at 6 in the morning and coming out with their A group, and yeah, we didn't put them away. We had a chance to put them away early, and we didn't, and it's credit to them.
Brewers pitcher Joe Ross.
I feel like I threw the ball well. If there was one pitch I would like to throw again, it was probably the last pitch. But otherwise, I mean, I felt good about how I was throwing the ball.
NBA, Doc Rivers is getting the Bucks ready for Sunday's playoff game against the Pacers. Does he know yet about the status of Giannis or some of their other injured players?
I literally don't know yet. Like, I'm going to watch film and we'll get to it. And we will have a game plan and we'll be ready when that day comes.
That's Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see partly cloudy skies in the overnight as lows drop to the upper 30s, close to the 40-degree mark. East-southeast winds developing. On Tuesday, more clouds on the way. Highs reaching the upper 50s. It will stay breezy. Look for some showers in the afternoon. Right now, it's 51.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. The latest updates, I will be keeping you up to date every day of the Donald Trump trial, no matter how long it lasts, on a regular basis. So you need no go nowhere else for your Donald Trump juicy tidbits. Just a few minutes ago, Judge Juan Marchand told Donald Trump that he must attend every day of the trial or face arrest. He said, if you do not show up, there will be an arrest. If you deliberately fail to appear in court when required, then any proceeding in your case, including hearing, trial, and if you are convicted, sentence, can and will continue in your absence. A warrant for your arrest will be issued, and you will be subject to separate prosecution and separate punishment for bail jumping, no matter what happens in this case. If you deliberately refuse to come to court when required or in any way deliberately obstruct or interfere with the effort to bring you to court, then in any proceeding in the case, in your case, including hearing, trial, and if you are convicted, sentence, can and will continue in your absence. So the judge is basically putting Trump on notice that there's nothing he can do. You'll recall I mentioned in the first hour of the program that the one big, the big fear everybody has is that a Trump humper will make his way onto the jury pool, will lie, you know, much like Donald Trump does. I mean, you know, the noble lie, right? The lie told to produce a good outcome, even though it's a lie, will lie in ways that would cause them to think that he could be impartial or she could be impartial. Well, it got a little weirder today. Clay Travis is an attorney, and he's got this right-wing sports and American culture show on Fox. And just a few hours ago, or just an hour or so ago, his X account, his Twitter account, displayed a post that reads, quote, if you're a Trump supporter in New York City who is a part of the jury pool, do everything you can to get seated on the jury and then refuse to convict as a matter of principle, dooming the case via a hung jury. It's the most patriotic thing you can possibly do. Eric Swalwell, the congressman from California, retweeted that with the note that the jury tampering, it's what they do, it's a felony. Will Clay Travis be arrested for attempted jury tampering? I kind of doubt it. My colleague Dean Obidala, who's also an attorney here on Sirius XM, he said, hoping the Manhattan DA is aware of this attempted jury tampering by Fox News regular Clay Travis. He also wrote, this is the exact type of juror tampering, I knew Trumpers would engage in. Next, Clay will tell Trumpers to bribe jurors or witnesses. MAGA is a cancer. And Travis responded to Eric Swalwell, who accused him of jury tampering. He said, this isn't jury tampering, you imbecile. I would nullify if I were seated on the jury as a matter of principle. I think all Americans with a comprehension of basic justice should do the same. Very strange, very strange. Also, Greg Palast, you know, was in fact was at our house over the weekend, and so Louise and I and Greg and our oldest daughter went to watch Civil War, this new movie by Kirsten Dunst and Alex Garland, or featuring them, starring them, and I thought it was interesting. I'd love to hear your thoughts on it. It was not. It didn't have a lot of depth in one respect. I mean, you had no idea. You got the Western Alliance of Texas and California, who have, with help from Florida, who have risen up against America. And I don't want to spoil the movie for you, but and then you've got, of course, the United States government. So it seems like, you know, it's like right-wingers rising up, except that the president has given himself a third term in violation of the Constitution, and that was one of the things that kind of set them off. And so was this the rebellion against Trump, or was this the rebellion against... it's really hard to put it in this context. But it does... there's one line in the movie that I thought was particularly important. This is... Kirsten Dunst's character, Lee Miller, I forget her last name. Her namesake was Lee Miller, who was the famous photographer who captured the film, on film, the Battle of Alsace and the liberation of Buchenwald and Dachau. Lee Smith is her name. She says this, she makes this comment, and I thought it was kind of the essence of the movie. She said, every time I survived a war zone, I thought I was sending a warning home. Don't do this. But here we are. And, you know, what was meaningful to me about the movie is that it was a great war as hell movie. It shows the horror of civil war, you know, of citizens killing other citizens. In some cases, just quite gratuitously, and how it spirals out of control, and how it gets weird. And it does a very good job of characterizing that. It's told, the story is told through the eyes of a handful of photojournalists who are eagerly on their way from wherever they are, I forget now, to Washington, D.C. to try to interview the president before he either wins or loses the war. And I was entertained. I thought it was, you know, it was 2 hours that was well spent. It's an hour and 49 minutes, the movie. It was 2 hours that was well spent. And I'm glad I went to see it. But it's not the kind of profound film that I was thinking it might be. But, you know, good dumb fun, or good thoughtful fun. Meanwhile, Matt Ford is writing over at the New Republic, newrepublic.com. Which, by the way, is, I understand, sometime this week and next, is probably going to start publishing some of my stuff, which is, you know, a great honor. So if you haven't subscribed to the New Republic, you might want to. And get on the mailing list, if nothing else. They've got a great daily newsletter. He's writing, Matt Ford is writing, at least two states with Republican leaders, Alabama and Ohio, are now threatening to remove President Joe Biden from the November ballot. This is wacky. Now, this is not something that is, this is not the consequence of something that just recently happened. And I'll fill you in on this. Here's the problem. The Democratic National Convention is August 19th. It starts August 19th. It runs through the 22nd. But Ohio requires both political parties, and the Republican Party, you know, is going to be in July. Ohio requires both parties to submit their certified candidate by August 7th. And Joe Biden will not be legally that certified candidate until August 7th. And that's Ohio. The same thing is happening in Alabama. Alabama Secretary of State Wes Moore sent a letter to Democrats warning that Biden could be ineligible for that state's ballot based on a similar deadline. He writes, if this office has not received a valid certificate of nomination from the Democratic Party following its convention by the statutory deadline, I will be unable to certify the names of the Democratic Party candidates for president and vice president for ballot preparation for the 2024 general election. That's pretty wild. Now, in Alabama, it kind of doesn't matter, except that, you know, it just adds to the vote total. In Ohio could easily be a swing state this year. I mean, look at all the people who just showed up to legalize abortion in Ohio. That's a bad sign for the Ohio Republicans. Now, these dates have been around for a while, and the Democratic and Republican parties having their conventions after these dates have happened before. In 2012, for example, Ohio was supposed to certify the presidential candidates by August 8th, but the Republican Party didn't have their convention until August 27th. And the Democrats, the Democratic Party, the DNC, was September 4th. But both Barack Obama and Mitt Romney, even though both of them missed that deadline, were on the Ohio ballot. Why? Because both parties submitted a letter that said, we expect these people to be our candidates. And Ohio said, okay, cool. We'll put you on the ballot. Same thing with Alabama. In the 2020 election cycle, the two major parties were required to certify their presidential candidates by August 20th of 2020. And Democrats certified the Biden-Harris ticket on the day of the deadline, which was also the last day of the Democratic Party. But Republicans, their convention didn't even start until August 24th. Keep in mind, in Alabama, August 20th was the deadline in 2020. But hey, they simply notified the state in advance that Trump was going to be the probable nominee, and they put him on the ballot. So, in fact, state records show that the Alabama Republican Party didn't formally certify the Trump-Pence ticket until August 27th, which was a full, you know, and the RNC itself did not certify that Trump and Pence were the party's nominees until August 30th, a full 10 days after the Alabama deadline. So, you know, bottom line, these two states, Ohio and Alabama, are doing this essentially out of spite. You know, they're doing this to mess with the election. And rescheduling the Democratic convention would be no easy feat, Matt Ford notes. The major networks, he writes, traditionally reserve some airtime for each party each night. That's all planned out in advance. If the Democrats move the convention earlier in the month to meet Alabama's August 15 deadline, they'd have to compete with the Summer Olympics, which take place between July 28th and August 11th. And the Republican convention is already scheduled for a week before that. The Republicans, you know, they're early enough. It's almost like the Republicans were planning this. Like Ohio and Alabama got together with the RNC and said, hey, RNC, have your nominating convention before August, you know, 7th. And they're doing that. They're doing it in July. Because the Democrats are going to have it after August 7th, and then we can keep Joe Biden off the ticket in Ohio and Alabama. How is this going to get resolved? I don't know. I mean, this is bizarre stuff. But it looks like, I mean, both states now, the secretaries of state of both Ohio and Alabama have said that Biden will not be on the ticket unless the Democratic Party reschedules their convention. And the Democrats have, you know, not shown any indication that they plan to, or that they even can reschedule their convention. I mean, you know, conventions are planned years in advance. This takes a lot of time. So how's this going to play out? I don't know. But I would keep an eye on it. All righty. What's on your mind? It's 18 minutes past the hour. Again, I'll be keeping you up to date on anything that happens in the Trump trial, blow by blow, within minutes. Give us a call.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Back with your calls right after this. It's 18 minutes past the hour.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Clover, we are your sports, news, talking sports, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1380 AM.
Debt. It keeps you tossing and turning at night. You can't get away from it. But the truth is, the system is designed to trap you in debt. Insanely high interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. There's a new way out of the debt trap, Pivotal Debt Solutions. Pivotal Debt Solutions isn't like the old school debt relief companies that string your debt out for years. They have aggressive strategies that can end your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Pivotal Debt Solutions can cut or even eliminate interest. Find programs to write off your balances so you owe less. stop those threatening phone calls, and without bankruptcy and without a loan. Bottom line, they find every solution possible to end your debt permanently. Before you do anything, contact Pivotal Debt Solutions first. Talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can help you get out of debt. Visit zapmydebt.com. That's zapmydebt.com. Zapmydebt.com.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WIS Caregiver Careers makes it easy. With free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at wiscaregiverscdcp.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you. I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Luke, I'm just going to say it again. The real problem here was that goofy in-season soccer tournament that they had. That threw everything
That's
off.
What are you talking about? That was December basketball. You just couldn't figure out the rules.
You're exactly
Todd.
Right. There are goofy rules I couldn't figure out. I don't like them.
You would not do well with driving on the left-hand side of the road.
Oh, absolutely not.
You would just freak out.
Yeah.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Letting someone else live their life in a way that you may not agree with, guess what? That's American. That's what we get to do here. We don't get to place our religious beliefs in a position of governmental endorsement so that we can exclude others from our educational systems, from our boardrooms. That ain't American. It isn't the Wisconsin that I know either.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. I really do try to live with a heart-healthy diet and a good exercise routine. And I also love with Superbeats Heart Chews, I can get daily blood pressure support in just two tasty chews a day. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in Superbeats are clinically shown to be nearly two times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. I know I'm doing something good for myself every day with Superbeats Heart Chews. That's why I've been taking them for almost a decade. They're so convenient. I just love that. Superbeats Heart Chews are effective and clinically studied. They're from Superbeats, the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended beet brand for cardiovascular health support. This is a convenient way to support healthy blood pressure. No pills to swallow, no ingredients to mix or prepare. Plus, they're plant-based with no artificial sweeteners or colors. Double your potential with Superbeats Heart Chews. Get a free month supply of Superbeats Heart Chews on all bundles and a free full-size bag of turmeric chews valued at $25 with your order by going to TomLovesBeets.com. T-H-O-M loves B-E-E-T-S.com. That's TomLovesBeets.com for this exclusive offer. 24 minutes past the hour. Voters want tax day to look different for billionaires. This over at Common Dreams, Amy Matsui. Women and families shouldn't have to struggle to meet caregivers' needs, she writes, while billionaires buy their third yacht and megacorporations see record profits. This tax day, while most of us are stressing about filing our tax returns correctly, many billionaires will laugh all the way to the bank as they pay a lower tax rate than their secretaries. And then she cites new polling. This is out of the National Women's Law Center and the group Moms Rising, that shows that mothers across the nation, women across the nation, overwhelmingly support raising taxes on the richest to invest in care priorities for families. She notes tax giveaways for the wealthiest and biggest corporations don't create jobs. They don't raise average working class people's salaries. Those were lies that Ronald Reagan promulgated that Republicans are still telling here 42 years later. Instead, what tax giveaways do is they pad bonuses for top executives and boost payouts for morbidly rich shareholders. And meanwhile, families are struggling to hold it together. And Joe Biden knows this. I mean, just last month he stood before Congress and declared, if you want to make or can make a million or $1 million, that's great. Just pay your fair share of taxes. And Biden has proposed a minimum tax of 25% on billionaires, which should raise $500 billion in just a decade, and wants to invest that money in paid leave, home care, and child care. And this is amazing. New polling from the National Women's Law Center and Moms Rising found that 80% of respondents were supportive of this, of increasing investments in the caregiving agenda by raising taxes on the morbidly rich and big corporations. Women are disproportionately burdened, they note, by our lack of equitable caregiving investments. In stark contrast, and here comes the punchline, in stark contrast, the Republican candidate, former President Donald Trump, has been privately talking about cutting the corporate tax rate even farther, similar to what he did in his 2017 Republican-passed tax bill, the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. This new survey shows that two-thirds of voters across party lines, both Democrats and Republicans, agree that we need to get rid of that disastrous tax cut for the wealthiest. By the way, that expires this year, or next year, rather, 2025. And that's going to be the next big battle. This is one of the reasons why the billionaires are lining up to put money into Trump's campaign, because he said he's going to extend the tax cuts if he's president. And Joe Biden said he's going to let those tax cuts expire if he wins another term. Since the bill was signed into law, the Trump's massive tax cut, billionaire wealth has increased by more than $2 trillion, a 77% increase. And the child poverty rate in America has more than doubled. Yeah.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
So what's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls here on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
Your hometown from News Talk and Sports Station is locally grown radio. News Talk and Sports 97.5 FM and WFHR Radio AM.
Dr. Marty Goldstein, first of all, I got to tell you, my wife is one of your biggest fans. Tell us about your background.
Well, I graduated Cornell Vet School in 1973, but I had my own conditions that were genetically based. I was not eating well. Conventional medicine had no answer. I started to eat well. I got better. And that was the wake-up call to then apply it to what a dog and a cat should be really eating. Most of the pet food industry is not biologically appropriate to what a dog and a cat would eat, period.
Generally speaking, what are the best things that you can feed your dog?
If they're healthy, well-to-do, and they don't have any medical conditions, about 80% meat and the rest some vegetation.
What should you avoid feeding your dog?
Meat byproducts are not really meat. I don't even want to mention what they contain.
What makes Dr. Marty's dog food different from all the other premium dog foods out there?
Preservatives. Yeah. My food is preservative-free. There's many of the foods out there have preservatives which destroy the intestinal flora, and they are immune-suppressive. My food meets all APCO requirements with only food. There's no additives, so we are literally simulating what a dog and or a cat would eat in nature with this. It's called food. What a concept.
Yeah, what a concept.
One thing that brings me joy is not only how much they love this, but how well they're doing just through the food. I mean, my life is complete. Well, that's all I can say.
That's great. Thank you, Marty.
It's been a pleasure. I really appreciate it.
Great talking with you. For a limited time, I can get you 54% off Nature's Blend and a free pack of premium dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for News Talk and Sports, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
CBS News Brief. The Supreme Court is about to consider a statute used to prosecute former President Donald Trump and his supporters who attacked the Capitol. Former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson.
The government has been using a statute charging obstruction of an official proceeding, and this has been used against several hundred of the January 6th defendants.
Trump appeared before the first day of his criminal hush money trial in New York and lashed out at the judge before entering. CBS's Robert Costa says it was tense.
The former president entered the courtroom, and it was evident the judge, New York Judge Juan Merchan, has already grown frustrated with the defendant, doesn't like what he's posting on social media, doesn't like the accusations he's making about the judge's alleged bias in the view of Trump, at least.
Former Iowa star Caitlin Clark has jumped from the NCAA to the WNBA as first pick of the Indiana Fever, she tells CBS Sports.
I think that's the biggest thing, is like soak in every single second, and that's exactly what I've been trying to do.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Wisconsin maker of firefighting foam has reached a $750 million settlement with public water systems with harmful PFAS chemicals in their drinking water. Tyco Fire Products use foam containing PFAS at its firefighting training facility in Marinette. 3M and DuPont have also recently settled PFAS lawsuits over polluted drinking water. U.S. House Republicans will have just a one-vote majority after Wisconsin's Mike Gallagher steps down Friday. Former Northeast Wisconsin Congressman Reed Ribble says he's not alarmed.
Let's face it, Congress really isn't doing anything, and they're not going to be doing anything. This last few months in session is going to be all messaging bills.
Ribble on WISN-TV's Upfront program Sunday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is
Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short.
Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see partly cloudy skies in the overnight as lows drop to the upper 30s, close to the 40-degree mark. East-southeast winds developing. On Tuesday, more clouds on the way. Highs reaching the upper 50s. It will stay breezy. Look for some showers in the afternoon. Currently 49 degrees.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny.
I wonder what Matt Damon's mom would say when it comes to teaching science to little kids.
Wait, what? You want to know what my mom would say? All right, well, just ask her.
And there she is, Dr. Nancy Carlson Page. Welcome to Busted Pencils. Nancy, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. It's great to see you. It's great to be here.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
From international trade policy to immigration policy to housing, we've got all kinds of topics. The wars between Republicans and Democrats, the Republican efforts to induce fascism in the United States. A great selection of opinions will be found over at HartmanReport.com.
Being a mom is a full-time job, but even the most exhausted moms can have trouble sleeping. So this Mother's Day, buy mom something that can transform her sleep. Cozy Earth Luxury Bedding and Sleepwear. And right now, I can save you 35% on Cozy Earth products. Just use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth only uses fabrics and materials of unparalleled quality in their bedding and sleepwear. Your mom will love the feel. She'll be cradled by superior softness the second she goes to bed. And Cozy Earth knows the secret to better sleep, temperature regulation. Their bedding and pajamas keep your body at a comfortable temperature no matter what the weather. That's my favorite thing. Plus, every Cozy Earth purchase is backed by their 100-night sleep trial and 10-year warranty. Yeah, brunch is nice, but this Mother's Day, give mom the luxury and sleep quality she deserves. Treat her to luxurious Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear. Remember to use that promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, to save 35% at CozyEarth.com. 35 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls. What's on your mind here? Richard in Huntsville, Texas. Hey, Richard. What's up? What's up?
Hey, hate to be an air hog. I called about not even 2 weeks ago, and I'm the guy that said there's no anti-racist like a reformed racist, and you kind of liked it. And I got a long story for you on how I came there, but that's not why I called. The reason I called, today is Jackie Robinson Day.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's April 15th, 1947.
Yep, exactly. And
he broke the color line.
Exactly. And a few callers later, after I called on the 3rd, I believe it was, of this month, a guy, I think his name was Brian, called in, is trying to pitch some phony BS thing to you that racism is dying off. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Okay. I got something for these arguments, and I use it all the time. And I hope Brian's listening. You think Trent Lott would have to resign today for saying, if we'd listened to you, to Strom Thurmond on his 100th birthday, if we'd listened to you, we'd be better off? He had to resign 20 years ago.
Yeah.
You think he would have to resign today? Hell no. He could campaign on it.
You're right.
You think Tucker Carlson? Yeah. Here's another one. You think Tucker Carlson, who had gotten behind Cliven Bundy at first, distanced himself immediately when Cliven Bundy started talking racism about the Negro picking cotton? You think Tucker Carlson would have to abandon him now? Hell no. So when people tell me that we're not going backwards racist-wise, those are my arguments.
No, Trump is dragging us into a new Jim Crow.
Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely. So thank you for letting me call. I like to call every couple of months so I don't be in such an air hog, but it's just, you know, stuff like that is just pure facts.
Yep.
You know, you can't argue with pure facts, but yet, you know, I hear it all the time.
Yeah, well said, Richard. Well said. Richard, thank you.
Thank you.
Good talking to you. Tyrone in Chicago. Hey, Tyrone, what's up?
Hey, how you doing? I was going to ask you an education question.
Hmm?
One question I would need to ask you. To override a president veto, how many senators have to vote to override a president veto?
That's a good question. I don't recall. I don't remember if it's a simple majority or a two-thirds majority. Let me just look it up real quick.
I was thinking it was
while you're talking.
I think it was 66. I'm not for sure. I think it was 66. And the other thing. You know, everybody's
two thirds. It takes two thirds of the House and the Senate.
Two thirds of the House and the Senate. Okay.
Yeah.
Now I was thinking. Everybody talking about this election is going to be closed. But there was one gentleman. I can't think of his name. I can't think of his name right now. I think it's Adam Letterman, but I might be wrong. He said. He said he was going to make his prediction in July and August, and was one person said that Joe Biden will win by a landslide. Mm-hmm. And they were saying all Joe Biden had to say is that, hey, you going to vote for me or convicted felony?
Polls are showing now that Joe Biden is going to win, and I think it's going to get more and more in his favor as time goes on. But those polls are fairly meaningless when you consider the Electoral College. I mean, you know, this election is going to be decided by the people of probably three or four states, swing states. And those swing states are fixing to purge hundreds of thousands, in some cases millions, of mostly black voters off their voting rolls. And they're doing it with the blessing of five Republicans, now six, on the U.S. Supreme Court. So I'm not betting on anything. I mean, this is going to be a real tight race. My friend Greg Palast thinks Trump's going to win. I don't. I think Biden's going to win, but, you know, he's right in the thick of it.
Yes, but I can't, like I told you, I can't think of the man's name. He's a Jewish guy, and he's been predicting elections ever since, if I'm not mistaken, ever since going back to George Bush 41, and he got them all right. Yeah. And he was the one who predicted that Clinton would lose to Bush. I mean, to that group ball.
Yeah, yeah. So, you're not. That wasn't Nate Silver, was it? I don't recall what Nate Silver's prediction was for 2016.
No, not Nate Silver. Not Nate Silver. It's next time I call you, I will have the correct name.
All right, cool. Tyrone, thank you. Thanks for the call. It's nice to hear from you.
You're welcome.
Sammy in Longview, Washington. Hey, Sammy, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, Tom. Hey, I wanted to say, I listened to your piece earlier about Ukraine having been a part of Russia. Yeah, it has been. But, you know, I was born in Helsinki, Finland. My name's actually pronounced Sami.
Mm-hmm.
That's a different thing.
Yeah, which is the indigenous people of Finland.
Right. Well, the Russians, prior to 1918, Finland was a part of Russia.
Yep.
And when,
Putin knows that, and he wants it back.
Exactly. And I still talk to my cousins back in Finland, and it's all over the news over there. They're mortified. The Finnish army and the country has figured this out 5-6 years ago. They started put more money towards their military out of the GDP than they ever have in their history as a country.
Yep.
They've seen this coming.
Yep. Well, they're also fortifying their they've got a 900-mile border with Russia, if my recollection is correct. And
yeah,
Russia has been
mandatory. Yeah, go ahead. And it's mandatory subscription. They say they could put 1 million men under arms in 30 days. Whether that's true or not, if they could put half, that would be great. The fans have always, there's always been a saying that even the biggest bear won't eat a big porcupine, because you know. So they're trying to fortify. I wanted to say one other thing about Ukraine, though.
Sure.
Did you imagine the horrendous bloodbath if Ukraine fell and 200,000 to 300,000 Russian soldiers ran over that country?
Oh,
the looting, the pillaging. The
wonder what happened to Bucha. You know, I mean, they raped most of the women in the town. They raped children. They murdered children. There are mass graves in Bucha. That's what happens when Russians take over a Ukrainian city.
And that's on a small scale.
Yeah.
Let's do it on a scale of Kyiv or the other large major cities of central and western Ukraine.
No, these people are brutal.
It would be a bloodbath of immense. I mean, and the folks are withholding their money. Are you kidding me?
I know.
And if you think for a moment that Vlad would stop in Ukraine, he would be so emboldened. Yeah, and if we had a president, Donald Trump, Finland would be next on the chopping block.
You betcha.
Or the Baltics, or Poland. There's no mistake about it.
Yep.
So,
you know, last year, Putin tried to intervene in Finland's politics. I mean, one of the things that he knows is that when European countries experience a large influx of brown-skinned Muslim refugees, it agitates their right, and it actually, you know, it increases the probability of a right-wing takeover of their government. And, you know, we've seen this in a number of European countries. And so what Putin was doing is he was bringing Syrian refugees up to the Finnish border and helping them. He had Russian troops helping, you know, dark-skinned Syrian refugees cross the Finnish border to seek asylum in Finland. And so Finland has now, you know, reinforced that border and put soldiers along it and everything. I mean, they're just, you know, it's a big deal.
Oh, yeah. The Finns are very sensitive about illegal immigration to begin with.
Yep. Yeah.
So, I'm very, very, very well aware of it. If you want to read a English-written newspaper on the Internet, it's called Helsinki Times, and they've got articles all the time. It changes almost daily. So if you want to keep up on Finnish news, you can.
I'll have to check it out.
Yeah,
Sami, thank you very much for the information and the call. Great talking to you. Appreciate
it. Keep doing the good
I'll do my very best. Thank you. Rob in New Orleans. Hey, Rob, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Good. What's up?
Are you familiar with what are called folk schools in Scandinavia?
Yeah.
You know, I'm patterning an idea off of that called green schools here in Louisiana, promoting dynamic agroecology, including biodynamics, artisanal craft work, adult education.
It sounds like Rudolf Steiner.
Yeah, we've talked about Steiner in the past. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I was studying recently Abraham Hoffer and Linus Pauling's development of orthomolecular psychiatry.
Yep.
And I really feel like if we're going to fix America, we first got to fix our food. You know, what food is corrupted corporate food is doing to us on so many levels, not just metabolic syndrome, but also mentally, is something that I think the country needs to get a grip on.
Yeah.
And there's an interesting book out called The Invisible Power Within Foods by a German researcher who shows that foods that are grown biodynamically or what he calls premium organic hold a crystalline structure, just like you'd see a snowflake, whereas conventionally grown foods are kind of washed out.
Yeah.
And I think when the country gets, when people get an understanding of this energetic quality of quality foods, that it will hopefully take off and people will start demanding that.
Oh, there was an absolutely shocking study published about 2-3 years ago. We did a big story about it on this, treatment of it on this program, showing that the nutrient levels, the vitamin and mineral content and enzyme content of vegetables grown in the United States has dropped by 50% in the last 35 or 40 years. 50%.
Yeah, there's a book called The Better Brain by two women psychologists who investigate a micronutrient therapy out of Canada, similar to orthomolecular, that makes that exact point.
Yeah, it's why we only buy organic food. And you know, it's getting easier and easier. I mean, you know, Fred Meyer's, our local chain's, you know, kind of big box store that's got a grocery and, of course, New Seasons and stuff like that. But I get it, you know, that organic food is more expensive than regular food, and a lot of people just can't afford it. And that's one of the things that's driving, you know, the cancer crisis and the obesity crisis and the heart disease and type 2 diabetes crisis. Rob, thank you. Thanks so much for bringing that up.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It is 47 minutes past the hour, and I'll be back with more of your calls in just a minute.
Your hometown from News Wisconsin Talk and Rapids, Sports Station is locally grown radio. News Talk and Sports 97.5 FM and WFHR Radio 20 AM.
There are so many dog food brands out there, it can be hard to cut through the noise and figure out which food really has the best nutrition and ingredients for your dog. And that's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, because unlike many other brands, it's veterinarian formulated. So I know that my dogs Blue and Chewy get the best with ingredients like salmon, beef liver, sweet potatoes, blueberries, and spinach, which are superfoods Dr. Marty's used in his own practice to help dogs thrive. This is not one of those fresh dog foods that takes up fridge space and can expire quickly. There's no squeezing wet food out of a pouch. Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it contains the max amount of nutrients, it's shelf-stable, and it comes in bite-sized nuggets that are dry to the touch. It has the convenience of kibble, but the nutrition and ingredients of a wholesome dog food. Dogs love the flavor. Save up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Dogs' results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other. each other and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman. Available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Caral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. There are so many dog food brands out there. It can be hard to cut through the noise and figure out which food really has the best nutrition and ingredients for your dog. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, because unlike other brands, many other brands, it's veterinarian formulated. So I know that my dogs Blue and Chewy get the best with ingredients like salmon, beef liver, sweet potatoes, blueberries, and spinach. These are the superfoods Dr. Marty used in his own practice to help dogs thrive. This, by the way, is not one of those fresh dog foods that takes up fridge space and expires quickly. There's no squeezing wet food out of a pouch. Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it contains the max amount of nutrients, it's shelf-stable, and it comes in bite-sized nuggets that are dry to the touch. It has the convenience of kibble, but the nutrition and ingredients of a wholesome homemade food. And dogs love the flavor. Save up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus get a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. 52 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Mark in Portland. Hey, Mark, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, I just had some questions about the trial. Can a judge impart on a juror that anyone who lies through the selection process and is discovered after the trial begins to be removed and also fined or incarcerated? I mean, like you said before, these right-wingers in social media are trying to tell people, get in the jury and lie to get on there and then, you know, right, side with Trump automatically. And then my other question is, can jurors also be anonymous and see the trial behind a one-way mirror as to protect their own identity? I mean, there's going to be so much focus on this trial, and it's not televised, I don't think, is it?
No, it's not. It's not legal in New York State. I don't know the answer to your first question. My apologies. The second, your second question.
I mean, during the mob years of like John Gotti, jurors were they anonymous? Because I mean,
no.
In
New York, yeah. On your second question, they're not. I mean, there were times when jurors were anonymous. Yeah, in some of the mob trials, they're not going to do that in this case. They're just not giving Trump the names of the jurors, at least so far.
But this is where it gets weird. Donald Trump wants to intimidate the jurors. And so this just happened in the last few minutes. I'll just read it. This is from Travis Geddes. He's reporting on the trial. He says the former president asked Judge Juan Merchan to allow him to stand beside the bench to listen in on one-on-one conversations with individuals who might be tasked with deciding whether or not to convict Trump of falsifying business. In other words, he wants to stand there as the jurors are being interviewed. He wants to stand right next to them, looking right at them from, like, you know, just a few feet away, like, you know, with his mad face on.
That's not gonna happen.
Well, we'll see. I mean, the judge, and he also wants to be able to come up to the bench whenever there's a sidebar conversation between the judge and the lawyers. He wants to be able to walk up and listen in on that, too. The judge has not ruled on his request yet, to the best of my knowledge. So, you know, but it sounds to me like he wants to intimidate jurors.
And then one more thing, if Trump is convicted before the election and sentenced, I mean, does that forfeit his right to become president if he wins the presidency?
No.
Or would he be, okay, would he be doing, becoming the president in a prison cell somewhere and giving orders from, I mean, how would that work?
Could be. I mean, the greatest probability if he is convicted and if he is sentenced is that he will be sentenced to home confinement, and that home confinement would be wherever his home is. So probably until the election, it would be Mar-a-Lago, and then after January 20th, when he gets sworn in, assuming he wins the White House, which is a big stretch, he would have home confinement to the White House.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it really is. It's not a totally exceptional. What was his name? The socialist candidate for president in 1914 or 16, whatever the year was, around World War I, Eugene Debs, that was his name, Eugene Debs, Bernie Sanders' hero. He ran for president from jail. He was thrown in jail for protesting against World War I. He violated the Alien Sedition Act of Woodrow Wilson. And he ran for president from a jail cell and got a lot of votes. So, Mark, I'm out of time. Thanks for the call and great questions. And my apologies to George and Kay and everybody else on hold here. We'll pick up your calls tomorrow, but the show is over. Thanks so much for being with us today. Fascinating day. Well, as I said, stay tuned to this program throughout this week and coming weeks. I will be giving you minute-by-minute, blow-by-blow details of what's going on in that courtroom in New York. You don't need to go anywhere else. And don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport, so get out there, get active, tag, you're it. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv. That's T-H-O-M.tv to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it.
Your forecast for you and your community. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. We love Wisconsin weather and tracking it to keep you updated whenever it changes. Listen for our weather-ready stories so you're always prepared on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
The Todd Alba Show.
Who do you want making the decisions for your daughters if you're a girl dad? I have two girls, 14 and 12, and I still consider myself pro-life. But here's the thing. I became a conservative because I didn't want government telling me what to do and being intrusive in my life. Mm-hmm. And I'll be damned if I want a bunch of theocrats getting in the middle of my daughter's life.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.